Merry Christmas, everybody. It's Christmas Eve once again.
And the Christmas Sing with Bing. Presented for your holiday happiness by INA. Insurance by North America. And its independent agents all over the world.
And affectionately dedicated by INA to the happiness and the security of families everywhere.
Happy holidays, happy holidays. While the merry bells keep ringing, they'll every wish come true.
Yep, now the big night's here again.
Sure is. This makes our sixth sing.
Yes, and we have a beautiful show in the offing, too, Ken. And incidentally, tonight, you know, we have a new viewpoint on the sing.
A new viewpoint?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to sing 4th of July songs, maybe?
Oh, well, hardly. But we do plan to include much Christmas music hitherto not sung on this here sing. Do I make myself clear?
Oh, very clear. Or, claro, as we say in Mexico.
You know, this is the night that we love to spend with family, friends, and neighbors. So, dear friends, I've invited neighbors Rosemary Clooney and Jose Ferrer. Mr. and Mrs. Joe Ferrer invited them in to sing.
And Mrs. Bing Crosby.
Yes, I think this is quite an imposing trio, don't you?
Oh, impressive.
But enough talk, friends. Let's get at our choral chores. Now, this is the night to sing out loud and clear. So if you like to sing the songs of Christmas, you join us. Or if you'd rather just listen, why, go ahead, lean back while the rest of us limber up on this infinitely inspiring carol. Joy to the world. Mr. Norman Luboff and choir, Mr. Paul Weston and orchestra. Will you join me?
Oh, I think they will, Bing.
They better join me. I'm going to sound like Tiny Tim.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing.
All right, everybody now in the family key, please.
Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing.
Ah, that was great, Mr. C. Did you notice I was piping up right along with you?
Yes, I did. After all, it's the old songs, you know, which are the best. And speaking of age, I want to express Merry Christmas once more on behalf of somebody that's, well, it's as mellow, as aged as the finest wine.
Oh, come on, Bing. You're not as venerable as all that.
I hope not, Ken, but INA is, and proud of it. For your information.
Well, fine. I can always use information.
INA is the oldest and strongest stock, fire, and marine insurance company in America. Guess how old, Ken?
Oh, 100 years, maybe, give or take a couple.
My dear boy, this outfit was born back in Philadelphia back in 1792. So if you're looking for the well-established sort of thing, there it is. All wrapped up like a Christmas present.
Well, stick to the tried and true, I always say.
Do so, Kenneth, whilst I have a word or two with my friends Rosemary Clooney Ferrer and her husband, Jose.
That's pretty good billing for a friend.
Please, Joe. It's Christmas Eve. Who worries about billing on Christmas Eve?
I do.
and he's right, Bing. After
yes.
all, Jose is not only my husband, but he's the head of the household, the provider, the father of my children, Miguel, Maria, Gabriel, Moncita, and Rafael, a fine director, a great actor.
You forgot opera singer, darling.
I was coming to it.
Oh, yes. Now it's Jose Ferrer, opera singer.
Stand aside.
You're in the wrong auditorium, dear boy, for operatic action. However, maybe you can lead us in a Christmas song tonight. How about that?
Any carol you name, Bing, as long as it's Good King Wenceslas.
I never could sing that. Why, perchance, do you favor it?
He knows it, and not by perchance.
Well, then, since you've rehearsed it, by George, you shall sing it, Jose. But since ladies are always first, we're calling on Mrs. Ferrer to sing something to dress up the scene. Rosie, will you oblige?
Love to, Bing. And my song is Winter Wonderland.
Oh, a perfect choice.
A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, come to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, I am married, we'll say, no man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, conspire as we dream by the fire, to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland.
In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown.
That was most descriptive, Miss Clooney. You know what Grandma Moses does with paint, you do with music.
Thank you.
Bing, I do wish you would refer to Rosie as Mrs. Ferrer tonight. Mm-hmm. I don't wish to get lost in the shuffle here, you know.
My apologies. Mrs. Ferrer, of course, and Mr. Ferrer.
You know, Bing, Jose, that must be a very real problem with married actors and actresses. What to call them when they star on the same show together.
It's really very simple, Ken. You merely arrange to use all their names in the introduction. Like Dinah and George Shore Montgomery.
Oh, I see. You mean like Tony and Janet Lee Curtis?
Perfect.
Or Bing and Catherine Grant Crosby, if I may speak.
Sure, go ahead. Speak right up. By the way, you're going to be on soon, my dear.
I'll wait patiently, my love.
Well, how about my namesake, Audrey and Mel Hepburn Ferrer?
Listen, Jose, I'd kind of steer clear of that one. It sounds a little like something you'd import from Italy for a sports car jockey.
What's that thing? Did you say car?
That's what I said, yeah.
Oh, thank you, sir. It gives me a chance to gracefully inject myself into this brilliant Yuletide repartee.
Is that good?
Well, you see, Bing, car means driving.
I'll concede that, yeah.
And driving means auto insurance.
Figures, figures, figures too, Kenneth. Lead on.
Well, tomorrow, thousands of families will be traveling over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house, wrapped in the warm, protective, and delightfully economical covering of INA's Champion Auto Policy, specially tailored for careful drivers. Do I make myself clear?
Kenneth, lad, you do indeed. As clear as a Yuletide carol, floating through the brisk, frosty air.
Say, Bing, do you sing Request tonight,
Annie and I?
Well, that, I believe, boxes our conversation into a cul-de-sac, definitely. But fortunately, I have an escape handy. Gather round, friends, because we are standing at the threshold of a milestone in musical history. A great moment indeed as my good friend Jose Ferrer steps out of the role of actor, director, husband, and father to sing the title role in this premier performance as King Wenceslas in our Yuletide version of the song of the same name, Good King Wenceslas. Mr. Ferrer, gentlemen of the orchestra, and ladies and gentlemen of the chorus, the stage is yours.
Thank you. Stand back, if you will.
Okay, good King Vasislos.
Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen, when the snow lay round about, deep and crisp and even. Brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel. When a poor man came in sight, gathering winter's yule. Hither, page, and stand by me, if thou know'st its telling. Yonder peasant, who is he? Where and what is dwelling?
Squire, he lives a goodly tent underneath a mountain, right against the forest fence, by St. Agnes Fountain.
Bring me flesh and bring me wine, bring me pine logs hither. Thou and I will see him dine when we bear them thither. Page and monarch, forth they went together, to the rude wind's wild lament and the bitter weather.
Sire, the night is darker now, and the wind grows stronger. Fails my heart, I know not how. I can go no longer.
Mark my footsteps, my good page. Tread thou in them boldly. Thou shalt find the winter's rage freeze thy blood less coldly. In his master's steps he trod, where the snow lay dim hid. Each was in the very sod which the saint had printed. Therefore, Christian men, be sure, well for rank possessing, ye who now shall bless the poor, shall yourself find blessing.
Bravo, bravo, Maestro Ferrer. Bravissimo. Really a rousing rendition.
You mean it?
Smashing, that's what you were, Jose.
Thank you, Catherine. And thank you, too, Sally Sweetland, for singing the page.
You were certainly right, Bing, when you said this year's sing would be different.
Oh, progress. Progress, Kenneth, my dear friend. The earth to move upward and onward and forward.
Yeah, I know. Progress is nice, but, well, there are a lot of things I'm glad don't change.
You got an example, I'm sure.
Well, like the traditions, the customs of Christmas in America.
Oh, Christmas all over the world, for that matter.
They're really not so very different in other countries, are they?
No, not really. Here in America, we sing carols, we exchange presents, we decorate our trees, and on Christmas morning, we watch the look of complete enchantment in kids' eyes as they open their gifts.
That's so true, Bing. That business of complete enchantment in the kids' eyes, it makes all the pre-planning and shopping and worrying so really worthwhile.
It certainly does, my dear, if you still have energy enough left to enjoy it.
Well, I guess everything worthwhile takes effort and concern, whether it's on the part of parents, actors, singers, or, well, even insurance agents.
I just couldn't agree more.
You know, your insurance agent is a sort of a, well, a worrying hen all through the year. He's concerned with getting his clients the very best low-cost preparation to provide maximum security. That's quite a chore, a real responsibility, if you see what I mean.
Oh, I do indeed, Ken. Gee, I can think of times when my insurance man has given me a real hand.
Well, I dare say each of us listening tonight can recall similar occasions.
Well, I say a Yuletide toast to all the insurance agents, or, and our INA agents included, too, and the feeling of family security that they bring us tonight. The same feeling we get from the Christmas tree and the stockings over the fireplace, and best of all, Christmas morning.
Ditto from the Ferrers, Bing.
Now to just continue on here with the song fest. Here's one of the newer Christmas songs. In fact, it's a song that was introduced on this thing here last year. It's Christmas. That's the title.
On this merry Christmas day, let us kneel and humbly say, peace on earth, goodwill toward other men. May there always be the joy of a little girl and boy while they play around the Christmas tree. Let's all be grateful for what this day will bring. Count all your blessings, give thanks for everything. Keep the feeling of good cheer in your heart throughout the year. Raise your voice and rejoice, it's Christmas. Raise your voice and rejoice, it's Christmas.
Well, that was fine, Paul Weston and orchestra. C'est très formidable.
I noticed you use quite a few French words and expressions, Bing. Oh,
but of course. I spent some little time in that charming country. C'est magnifique, là.
Incidentally, Monsieur Cosby, if you want to trot out your French for some exercise in the fresh air, ho-ho, you needn't go south la Belle France.
No.
You can find plenty of congenial French talking atmosphere in Montreal and Quebec. I've always liked playing up there.
Well, then you'll be glad to know, Jose, that you're on all through Canada tonight.
Is that so?
Oh, mais oui.
I'll handle the French, can you? Just stick to your knitting.
Oh, I am, but I'm trying to. You see, our broadcast tonight is being heard in Canada, where INA has many good friends. Incidentally, we're also being heard by the armed forces all over the world.
Well, this figures, of course, because INA is a worldwide organization. And so to one and all, from the Arctic to the Antarctic, from Xanadu to Zanzibar, INA wishes the merriest of all Christmases.
By the way, where's Xanadu, Bing?
What does it matter, Ken? It really doesn't matter at all. The point is, it's Christmas Eve all over the world, and we wish everybody all over the world together now, huh? Class?
Merry Christmas!
Including the kids.
Oh, especially the kids.
Hey, since we're on the kid kick, Bing, isn't it about time to do some songs on the kiddies hit parade?
Here you are, kids, all small fry from Alaska to the Alamo, Wisconsin to Worcester, and back to Waikiki. A bag of tunes just for you.
Very well phrased.
Yes, I think so. I put it quite well for a reindeer.
Lead on, Prince.
We're gone.
You better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He's making a list, checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
You know he sees you when you're sleeping.
He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good.
So be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry.
Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Rosie, will you step forward and set the scene for this deathless saga?
Yes. You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all?
Talking about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would have to say it glowed. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, I say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Here you go.
vixen and blitzen and all his reindeer pulling on the rein.
Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright.
Hang your stockings and say your prayers, and Santa Claus comes tonight.
Got a bag filled with toys for the boys and girls again.
Hear those sleigh bells jingle jangle, what a beautiful sight.
Drop it then, cover up your head, cause Santa Claus comes to
Oh, that was perfectly delightful, Rosie and Bing.
Thank you, Catherine.
As a mother, I can guarantee you that the children loved that medley.
And as a father, I wish to second the motion.
Say, Ken, I don't want to sound like a headmaster or a camp counselor or anything around here, but isn't it about time you invited the lads along the network to stand up and be counted?
We'll be back with this sixth annual Sing with Bing in a very short moment, as soon as we've heard from our CBS stations across the nation. This is the CBS Radio Network.
And this is KNX and KNX-FM, CBS Radio in Los Angeles.
Thank you, men. You were indeed in good voice tonight.
Excellent, excellent. And you too, my dear Kenneth, if I may say so. But now shall we segue back to friends Clooney, Ferrer, Crosby, and Crosby?
By all means.
Shall we roll along here?
Excuse me, Bing, but before we roll, as you might say...
I just did.
I wonder if I could have a brief word.
Well, of course, Kenneth, but just one sentence, please, now. Time is fleeting.
Okay, one sentence. May I very briefly announce that these Christmas festivities are being broadcast by courtesy of the Insurance Company of North America, a proud company founded in 1792, whose chief business is the providing of that happy commodity known as low-cost package insurance for the millions of people who own homes, drive cars, head up families, and undertake responsibilities.
And high time, too. Ken, when you make up with just one sentence, you certainly do it up brown, boy.
Oh, no, wrong color, Bing. Red and green for Christmas, you know.
Oh, well, Bing changed that a long time ago. Everybody knows that he advocates a white Christmas.
And if that isn't a hint for Bing to get going, then I just don't know anything about hints.
I'd love to hear it.
Well, you know something funny? Now, this'll amaze you. I wouldn't mind hearing it myself.
Well, then sing it.
No problem whatsoever, Professor Weston. Turn on the snow machine there.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be.
Just great, Bing. Loved it.
You know, another popular Christmas song that I always enjoy is the Christmas song called The Christmas Song.
Yeah, oh, that's a great tune, great song. You know, Joe, I was just thinking if you and I play our cards right and handle this thing properly, I'll bet we can get Rosie to sing for us.
Maybe right.
You surely can. Just move back and take a seat, gentlemen, and I'll get right to work.
Mm-hmm.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire,
Eskimo. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know the Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas.
That was lovely, 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 Madame Ferrer.
I quite agree with you, Bing. She did a magnificent job, I think.
Oh, well, thanks a lot.
Now's the time for all of us to get to work. Back, back, back.
May I say I'm ready?
I told you we'd get to you, dear.
We do the 12 days of Christmas now, huh?
That's the plan. That's the plan. The 12 days of Christmas. With solo verses for... Oh. Rosie, Catherine, Jose, we might even let Ken Carpenter take one. And we all join in on the chorus, you know. Well, there's an eager fever warming up.
Yes, I always like to warm up.
All right, then. This is for real. The 12 days of Christmas. Any of you good friends out in our audience who'd like to sing, you join in with us. Really like to make this a rousing sort of a round. Here we go now. Hey, kick the Yule log once, will you, Ken?
Righto.
The first day of Christmas my true love sent to me, a partridge in a pear tree.
The second day of Christmas my true love sent to me, two turtle doves
and a partridge in a pear tree. The third day of Christmas my true love sent to me, three French hens, two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree.
The fourth day of Christmas my true love sent to me, four calling birds,
three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. The fifth day of Christmas my true love sent to me, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
My true love sent to me six geese a-laying,
five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
The seventh day of Christmas my true love sent to me seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying, five golden rings, calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
The eighth day of Christmas my true love sent to me eight maids a-milking,
seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
The ninth day of Christmas my true love sent to me nine ladies dancing,
eight maids a-milking, seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves,
tenth day of Christmas my true love sent to me. 10 lords a-leaping,
9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtledoves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
The 11th day of Christmas my true love sent to me. 11 pipers piping,
10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtledoves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
The 12th day of Christmas my true love sent to me. 12 drummers drumming,
11 pipers piping, 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtledoves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Then, oh no, don't tell me there's more.
On the next day of Christmas, my true love sent to me.
Yes, Mr. Carpenter.
An INA insurance policy.
Along with the usual 2 hens a-laying, 3 turtle doves. And last but not least, Ken,
an INA insurance policy.
But what kind of INA policy, may I ask?
Well, how about a life policy, Jose? Whether it be a homeowner's or the auto or accident and sickness or life. You know, my friends back in Philadelphia, they really cover the bases.
Well, if I may make a suggestion...
By all means.
With all that other equipment cluttering up the house, turtle doves and milkmaids and whatnot, wouldn't the INA homeowner's policy be particularly reassuring?
Oh, it would indeed, Jose. In fact, in any home, milkmaids, geese, and hens notwithstanding, INA's original homeowner's policy is very much in order. Because it covers so many contingencies.
Yes, it do indeed. Now, here's another kind of contingency. Since everyone has all one kind of a request or another, I'm going to answer a request of my own. I like a song named Jingle Bells.
That great song.
And I'd like to sing it. I really would.
Well, sing it. We'd love to hear you.
Yes.
Going out for all the kiddies and for myself, Jingle Bells.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Jingle, 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 jingle.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells and bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
We call upon Jose Ferrer at this point. Joe's going to read the now classic reply to a letter written by an 8-year-old girl to the editor of the New York Sun.
This was published as an editorial in the Sun in 1897, and the title, as many of you know, is Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus.
You know, I think just as a refresher here, Joe, perhaps we ought to have someone read Virginia's letter.
That'd be fine.
Catherine, how about you being the 8-year-old Virginia?
I'd be very happy to try. Dear editor, my name is Virginia. I am 8 years old. Some of my little friends say there is no Santa Claus, but I know if you say so in the paper, it must be true. Please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus?
Dear Virginia, your little friends are wrong. They do not believe what they cannot see. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He's as real as love and devotion. And Virginia, these are the things that give to life its highest beauty and joy. How sad the world would be if there were no Santa Claus. It would be as sad as if there were no little girls. There would be no childlike faith then, no poetry, no beauty to make bearable this existence. We should have no enjoyment except in what we feel and see. The eternal light with which children fill the world would be put out. Not believe in Santa Claus? We might as well not believe in angels. You know, you might have your daddy hire some men to watch all the chimneys on Christmas Eve to catch Santa Claus. But even if they didn't see him coming down, what would that prove? Nobody sees Santa Claus, but that doesn't mean that there is no Santa Claus. The most real things in the world are those that neither children nor grown-ups can see. Did you ever see angels in the sky? Of course not. But that doesn't prove they're not there. Is it all real? Virginia, in all this world, there's nothing else as real and abiding. No Santa Claus. Thank God he lives, and he lives forever. And 1,000 years from now, Virginia, even 10 times 10,000 years from now, he will continue to make glad the hearts of little children.
Oh, that was wonderful, Jose. I really enjoyed that. And to you, may I offer sincere thanks for all of us who were privileged to hear you.
Thank you, Bing, and thank you, Paul, for a delightful score.
Now we segue into a rather on-team mood for a lullaby sort of a carol. And my partner in this selection will be Mrs. Bing Crosby, who... Well, she's a very big singer around the nursery.
Thank you.
You're not nervous, are you?
I'm tense as a turkey.
Yeah, a wild turkey? Oh, my, yeah. I am. One of them Wild West eggs and turkeys? Here's a song that we dedicate to all the wee ones all over the world.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head.
The stars in the sky looked down where he lay.
The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay.
The cattle are lowing, the poor baby wakes.
But little Lord Jesus no cry he makes.
I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky
and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh.
Very nice, Captain. You've done right good on this. We should do this more often. And now in reverence to a silent night long ago. Silent night.
Silent night. Holy night. All is calm. All is bright. Round yon virgin mother and child. Oh,
that's about it, friends, except, of course, to thank our wonderful friends and neighbors, Rosemary Clooney and Jose Ferrer. Mr. and Mrs. Ferrer, to you for dropping in to help us enjoy this sixth annual Christmas Sing. And, of course, to wish them a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Bing, Catherine.
Merry Christmas, Rosie and Joe.
Merry Christmas, Catherine, Bing, Ken. It's been a wonderful evening.
Friends, it's been a wonderful evening for us. You too, we trust. Christmas Eve is wonderful, isn't it? This little visit tonight has been our way of saying thanks to you and your family. Thanks on behalf of INA, Insurance by North America, and its local agents and brokers everywhere. We wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Happy holidays, happy holidays. While the merry bells keep ringing, may your every wish come true.
We hope you enjoyed singing with Bing Crosby, Rosemary Clooney, Catherine Crosby, Jose Ferrer, the Norman Luboff Choir, Paul Weston and his orchestra, and yours truly, Ken Carpenter. Sing with Bing came to you tonight from Hollywood, written and produced by Sam Pierce and Bill Morrow, directed by Murdo McKenzie, and has been presented over the combined facilities of the CBS Radio Network and the Dominion Network of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, and will be broadcast over the Armed Forces Radio Network and the Voice of America.
This is the CBS Radio Network. KNX, CBS Radio in Los Angeles.
Bing Crosby, Christmas Radio.
Dreaming of a white Christmas.
Bing Crosby Christmas Radio, celebrating the life and legacy of Bing Crosby, Sirius 113, XM 118.
Hi, I'm Harry Crosby on Bing Crosby Christmas Radio. For more information about Bing Crosby, please visit bingcrosby.com. Our next episode of The Bing Crosby Show is from December 22nd, 1954.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to The Bing Crosby Show, transcribed from Hollywood.
Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hair. You certainly know the right thing.
Good evening, this is Bing Crosby again. Now tonight, we open up seasonally with a great favorite of the kiddies.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blitzen and all his reindeer are pulling on the rein. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that is filled with toys for the boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells, jingle jangle, what a beautiful sight. Jump in bed, cover up your head, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight, tonight. Santa Claus comes tonight. Happy day,
ring
the bells and chime, as Santa Claus comes your way today.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He doesn't care if you're rich or poor, for he loves you just the same. Santa knows that we're God's children, that makes everything right.
Fill your hearts with the Christmas cheer, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight, tonight.
Santa Claus is coming tonight, stand by.
Here comes Santa
as the chimes ring out, then it's Christmas morn again.
Peace on earth will come to all if we just follow the light.
For a couple of nights now, if we've retained your interest, I've been yakking about Fred Allen's book, Treadmill to Oblivion, without actually getting down to reviewing it. I'd like to say right now that if you haven't already bought this book, you ought to grab yourself a copy. Because Fred Allen really takes the radio business and the advertising business apart in a sly and provocative way, of course. He piles laugh upon laugh. But he makes a lot of sense, too. Just listen to this paragraph. Radio was the first free entertainment ever given to the public. Since it was piped into the homes, it was a service, well, similar to running water. When the novelty of the shows wore off, many people had more respect for running water than they did for radio. A house owner, who would never think of speaking disrespectfully of the water in his house, would rant around his radio set, sounding off about the dubious merits of some program that he'd just heard. And bend an ear to a portion of Fred's description of television's effect upon comedy. He says, comedy has changed with the coming of television. The radio listener saw nothing. He had to use his imagination. It was possible for each individual to enjoy the same program according to his intellectual level and according to his mental capacity. In radio, a writer could create any scene that the listener could picture mentally. In television, a writer is restricted by the limitations imposed on him by the scenic designers and the carpenter. With the high cost of living and the many problems facing him in the modern world, all the poor man had left was his imagination. Now television has taken that away from him. Fred further says, we are living in the machine age. For the first time in history, the comedian has been compelled to supply himself with jokes and comedy material to compete with the machine. Whether he knows it or not, the comedian is on a treadmill to oblivion. Now, of course, I want to remind you that I've just quoted some of the serious stuff. Where do you read some of the funny stuff? Honestly, it's a riot. And, of course, there's a bit of spice here and there, too. Of course, you folks listening who have already read the book, you know all about its contents, but I have a suggestion for you people, too. I think you should at least buy another copy of Treadmill, because this is the kind of book that your friends will borrow from you, and they're going to refuse to return. You can threaten them, promise to have the law on them, or even appeal to their honor, but you just ain't never going to get this book back once you lend it. Furthermore, kleptomaniacs will be compelled to slip it into their coat sleeves the moment they spot it in your library. Also, burglars will grab this book either before or after blowing your wall safe. These are just a few of the important reasons why it's wise to have an extra copy of the book around. Another thing about Treadmill to Oblivion, it gives the reader a chance to get acquainted with Fred Allen, with Portland, and with other charming people in his coterie. I'd further like to say that this book, not too heavy in weight, not at all hard to lift or to hold with ease. It's also well-printed, black type on white paper, so it's very easy on the eyes. As a further inducement, it's written in English, which facilitates reading quite a bit for most of us here in the United States and in Canada. You'll find also that there are many hilarious radio scripts in Fred's book. How canny, how clever of Fred to have thus recorded them for posterity. Because I have just more than a hunch that on some far distant day, you know, the day of the big upheaval, they're going to come in mighty handy. The day of the big upheaval, of course, is that day when the forces of television will be routed from their high places and the forces of radio will once again come into their own. These scripts will be the pattern, the comedy format for the renaissance of radio. I'm not a dreamer, though. Shall we attempt something dreamy in music right now?
Whither thou goest, I will go. Wherever thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, my love. Whither thou goest, I will go. that story long ago. That same sweet love story now is so. Thy people shall be my people, my love. Whither thou goest, I will go. For as in that story long ago, that same sweet love story now is so. Thy people shall be my people, my love. Whither thou goest, I will go.
First day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a partridge in a pear tree.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love sent to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
three French hens,
two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
five golden rings, four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me six geese a-laying,
five golden rings, four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love sent to me seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
five golden rings, four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me eight maids a-melting, seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
five golden rings, four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me nine ladies dancing,
eight maids a-melting, seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
five golden rings, four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree. On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me ten lords a-leaping,
nine ladies dancing,
eight maids a-melting,
seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
five golden rings, four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me
I sent 11 pipers piping,
10 lords a-leaping,
9 ladies dancing,
8 maids a-melting,
7 swans a-swimming,
6 geese a-laying,
5 golden rings,
4
calling birds,
3 French hens,
2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a-leaping,
9 ladies dancing,
8 maids a-melting,
7 swans a-swimming,
6 geese a-laying,
5 golden rings, 4 calling birds,
3 French hens,
2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree. and a partridge in a pear tree.
That's it for now. Shall we meet again, same time, same place, tomorrow night? Good night, and thanks very much.
Crosby again tomorrow night, transcribed from Hollywood.
Only two more shopping days until Christmas. Not much time left to get those gifts. And if there's one special gift you're stuck on, solve your problem and give a radio. It's a wonderful and welcome gift. You can give one of those grand consoles combined with phonograph, receiving both AM and FM, or you can choose a light portable that can go anywhere. You're making no mistake when you give a radio for Christmas, whether you decide on the large model or the small portable. You'll find a radio, one gift that will give every day of the year. Rosemary Clooney sings Thursday nights on the CBS Radio Network.